Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Steve Penny, publisher of the Silver Chartist Report, which is a free weekly report. And I believe this is the second time I'm having Steve on the show, and he is going to be becoming, well, a more regular guest, because the more I read over his reports, the more I really like the way that Steve looks at the precious metals, not just silver, but precious metals broadly from both a technical and also fundamental standpoint. Steve, I have to ask you now, when it comes to precious metals charts, look, no doubt the precious metals are still under some weakness, but which charts are you paying the most attention to help give you some insights on when maybe the sector will bottom or just how much more downside there could be?
Well, Corey, first, thanks again for having me back on. It's a pleasure speaking with you. But yeah, the main chart I'm looking at now is the daily chart for gold, and the yield on the 10-year interest rate are the two. If I had to pick two charts that I think are the most significant right now, it would be those two. And when I look at the daily gold chart, surprisingly, the daily RSI right now is more oversold than it even was back in March of 2020 in the depths of that panic-driven sell-off. So we are extremely oversold now. We're sitting just above a confluence of support between 1690 and 1715. That level also coincides with the very bottom of this seven-month downtrend channel that we've been in. And it also coincides with the 0.618 Fibonacci retracement level. So we've got a confluence of support right here. And I think probably the most likely scenario is that this support holds. However, that doesn't mean I'm saying that, hey, gold's going to turn around right here and we're just going to, you know, have a V-shaped recovery in gold, so to speak. There's no denying the technical damage that's been inflicted on this chart. And before we can call a technical reversal, I would want to see price back above its 200-day moving average and then get back above that 1878 high that was back in the end of January. And that would break the series of lower highs. So, we're not out of the woods yet, but we are sitting at a nice level of support here. However, you know, no one knows the future exactly. So downside risk remains. I'm not in the business of calling bottoms.
No, fair enough. Calling bottoms, that's a very tough, impossible game. But let's just talk about the sentiment in the sector, too, because it really seems like broadly investors, traders are ignoring this sector. And even some of the action we've seen in some of the large mining companies, quite frankly, it looks like a lot of big money is out of the sector. So even a bounce, to me, that doesn't necessarily mean that that'll be enough to bring that new money back into the sector. How do you feel about all that?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You articulated that perfectly. And, you know, my whole system really is about, I like to think like the institutions and the institutional trading algorithms that really drive these markets. And so many, I would say the number one input to those trading algorithms is the 200-day moving average. And they're in sell the rally mode when price is trading below a declining 200-day moving average. That's just a fact. I don't like that, but that's the way it is. And that's the scenario we're about to have in gold. So even if we do get a nice rally, like I said before, we can't really get too excited until we get back above that 200-day moving average. And that would put those algorithms back into like a buy the dip mode instead of sell the rally.
So, Steve, let's talk about the blend of technicals and fundamentals, because I think it is fairly hard to look at any precious metals chart and make the argument that, at least in the short term, it's in a bull market. I realize that you take a look at longer term charts, and this could very well just be a natural correction in a bull market. But for a lot of the short term traders, which in all fairness, that is the way money is managed, this has been a, well, depressed market, a very bad trade. How are you balancing out what the technicals are showing us and what the fundamentals are showing us?
Sure. Two thoughts there. One, you said it's hard to make the case that any components of the precious metals complex are in a bull market. I would push back on that a little bit. Silver is still trading above a rising 200-day moving average. And we're currently, let me see if we're back above the 50 right now. So we are below the 50-day moving average. But, with price above a rising 200-day, I would say that's still in an uptrend for silver. Now, of course, you're exactly right for gold. Gold is in a downtrend. But as far as balancing the fundamentals, there's a saying I learned from David Morgan. What did he say? A precious metals bull market either wear you out or scare you out. And I would say we're certainly in, I guess you could make a case we're in the wear you out and the scare you out phase right now, because this pullback has just been so long and grueling. However, having that conviction in the long-term fundamentals can allow you to hold on and ride out this volatility. I personally welcome it for two reasons. One, it gives me the opportunity to buy shares of companies that I want to accumulate at discounted prices. And then number two, it gives our members and new entrants to the space the opportunity to accumulate at much more favorable entry points. But having that fundamental perspective allows you to have the conviction to hold through this. And, you know, that's my conviction personally has never been stronger in the longer term.
Now, what are some of the fundamentals that are driving this longer term bullish outlook that you have?
Okay, yeah, and it's a very simple answer to that, and your listeners have probably heard this many times, but it's so important to remember, and especially remind yourself in times like this, is that the Fed has no choice but to either, let's just say it this way, central planners are going to have to choose between either pricking the everything bubble and allowing interest rates to rise, which would be the natural, that's where the natural economic forces would be, right, if the Fed didn't intervene, and obviously the economy cannot handle higher interest rates. The national debt is approaching $30 trillion. So that means every 1% rise in interest rates raises the interest payment on the debt by $300 billion. I haven't looked recently, but I think the federal tax receipts are just over $3 trillion. So we're approaching a point where all of the federal tax revenue is going to have to go towards servicing just the interest alone on the national debt. I mean, that's where this is headed. So just knowing that, and there is no alternative. So just keeping that things like that in mind helped me to have the conviction to hold for the long term, despite the short term weakness.
So what are some of your strategies then when we do see this kind of weakness? Because in all fairness, I have heard that argument about the debt going to impact and going to help rise the precious metals price. But in all fairness, that doesn't seem to be having an impact. And quite frankly, even the most recent rise in the precious metals, I don't think it was because people all of a sudden got afraid of the debt, but we were also increasing that debt exponentially. So what are your strategies then of understanding you like the sector long term, but short term still looks weak?
Yeah, it certainly does. And I'm not going to argue with that. Gold especially looks weak in the short term. But really, everyone needs to have a personalized strategy, right? A lot of people, and I write a newsletter, and people often sign up to newsletters because they want someone to tell them what to do. Well, you know, we're not financial advisors. But I can tell you what I'm personally doing. And my strategy is to scale in on weakness. I keep cash available, and I scale in with small purchases on pullbacks. Now, that strategy may not be suitable for everyone, and there are other alternatives. One is to simply do nothing. If you have no cash available and you're still bullish on the sector, you know, maybe just turn off your screens for a couple months and check back. And I think by then things will have likely turned around. Another strategy is to simply wait for a technical reversal before making any additional purchases. A lot of the wealthiest investors in the world don't buy stocks or assets that are trading below a declining 200-day moving average. Paul Tudor Jones comes to mind. So you could simply just wait for a technical reversal before scaling in, or you might consider dollar cost averaging. But the important thing is to have a strategy that suits your risk tolerances and your objectives and your personality. But personally, for me, I have the conviction to scale in on weakness.
What kind of weakness would you have to see, let's say, out of the gold market to maybe change some of your bullish outlook, make you a bit more defensive in the sector?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I've been asked that quite a few times over the last few months. And my answer, to be consistent and to be fair, has been if we see price trading below a declining 200-day moving average, that would be bearish. I didn't expect that to happen. And that's what's unfolded in gold. So like I said before, there's no denying the short-term weakness and the bearish picture in gold. However, I do think downside risk is minimal relative to the upside potential.
So when it comes to stocks or sectors of stocks that you are watching that you think have maybe some of the best potential to bounce back, or quite frankly have been sold off more than you think they should have been, where are you watching in the metals, precious metals sector?
Yeah, that's a great question. And my focus is typically on junior and mid-tier silver miners, as I believe silver has much more upside potential over the intermediate to long term than gold and gold miners. But it's somewhat strange right now that it's the senior gold miners that have sold off the most, and they actually led on the way down, especially the top tier royalty companies. You know, typically you would expect those to hold up the best in this kind of correction and weakness. So I think those right now present the most compelling risk reward entry points. I think downside risk is minimal in the top tier royalty and streaming companies right now.
Doesn't that just go to show how many people or how much of the big money has left the sector too? Because the big guys, you start to see money flow into them before the metals price moves. But when they're dropping, it just goes to show that people don't care. Big investors don't care.
Yeah, you could certainly make that case. And, you know, they call that in technical analysis, they call it distribution when big money is selling, and big money trades in the top tier gold stocks, you know, stocks like Barrick. You know, that's what Warren Buffett bought back in the a few quarters ago, and he's since liquidated all his position. But yeah, you're exactly right. The big money tends to flow into or out of those senior gold mining stocks, and they've been exiting in a big way.
Where does that leave the juniors in your eyes? Because there is this little nuance here where a lot of the juniors, they still have been able to finance. There's still money available on the financing front, but these junior share prices, they have also been getting hit very hard.
Yeah, they have. But I look at specifically the junior silver miners. They've held up much better than these top tier gold companies. And, you know, I think that gap is likely to close in the next few months. And obviously that can happen in one of three ways. You know, the gold price or the gold miners, senior gold miners can outperform and catch up, or the junior silver miners or just junior miners in general could fall to catch up with the, you know, the senior gold miners, or they can meet in the middle somewhere. But my bias, my baseline assumption is that the senior gold miners are going to rally to catch up.
When do you think this rally will start? Do you have a general time frame on that?
It's timing is always hard, right? But you know, my instinct, and I suspect we are very close to a bottom here, and I think we're going to start to turn around. But like I said in the beginning, in the opening comments, you know, I don't expect price to just rally a couple hundred dollars in the next few weeks, but I think we're going to start to carve out a bottom. Probably if we haven't seen it already, in the next week or two. A next potential catalyst, we've got the next Fed meeting coming up on March 17th. And, you know, the Fed is watching these interest rates like a hawk. And they, you know, Jerome Powell spoke last week. He failed to mention anything about yield curve control or more aggressive policies. So I would look for that coming up in the March 17th meeting.
So when it comes to the, I guess, overall sector and some of these catalysts that could drive gold or silver higher, when it comes to gold, do you see those highs from last August, just short of, let's say, 2100 for gold? Do you see those being tested this year at all?
Well, again, I don't want to make predictions, but I think it's very possible, and it would not be surprising at all. I might even say it's probable. However, like I said, the technical damage has been inflicted to that gold chart. So that could very likely take some time to repair. And it could go longer than many of us think. You know, it could be 6 to 18 months in a worst case scenario. So I'm mentally prepared for that. But I do think it's very possible, if not likely, that we do take out that 2089 high this year and potentially even get into the 40s or even 50s in silver this year. That's certainly a possibility and wouldn't be surprising, although I'm not predicting that.
Yeah, fair enough. And there's a lot that needs to happen, right? There's some serious changes that need to happen within the markets, and especially in terms of investor sentiment, to bring those prices, well, just even back trending higher. Silver's been doing better, but very much being pulled up, I think, by its industrial uses as gold just continues to drop. So overall, Steve, when it comes to, I'm sure you're getting some emails from subscribers saying, boy, oh boy, should I just be flat out of this sector? Everything seems to be doing better. And a lot of the generalists I've been talking to, it really does seem like people are ignoring, avoiding the precious metals trade because everyone seems very risk on. I know that can lead to people saying, well, it's a great contrarian trade, but unfortunately, I hear that term way too often as markets continue to drift and those people saying, oh, you got to keep on buying. Where do you stand in that whole argument?
Well, by nature, I'm a contrarian. Although, you know, I look at the charts and I can't deny the, you know, I'm also a trend trader. But my contrarian nature likes this sell-off. And like I said before, I welcome these kind of pullbacks for the reasons I mentioned. However, what I don't like to see is, you know, the average retail investor, our human emotions tell us to sell when we should be buying and to buy when we should be selling. And I think a lot of people are probably making emotional decisions now and just exiting the sector when, you know, I think that's probably going to prove, you know, they're probably going to regret that decision in the fullness of time. So that's the worst part of this. I think smart money is accumulating and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of retail investors are throwing in the towel.
Yeah, and we'll just see when a turn happens. I know we have a lot of listeners who are still very bullish on the precious metals. I understand the fundamental arguments, but we also need to understand the way the markets are functioning right now. And right now, they are not going in the favor of the precious metals. Maybe something will change that, but the way this whole restart narrative is playing out definitely has contributed to this pressure that is now for gold over 7 months long. Steve, it's great chatting with you, buddy. I really enjoy reading over that Silver Chartist report. I will post a link to your website below. If anybody wants Steve and I to discuss any individual companies or anything in the charts that you are seeing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Steve to comment on that when I bring him on in about 2 weeks' time. Steve, really appreciate your time. Thank you for the update.
Yeah, Corey, thank you so much for inviting me, and I really appreciate your balanced approach.